fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Yes, well, here we are on a Thursday morning and it's time for Fitter, Happier. And over the last few weeks, we have all experienced a dramatic shift in the way we live our lives. Most of us are spending a lot more time at home than usual and many of the activities we are used to are no longer allowed. So I thought it's time to talk with our Fitter, Happier regular, Jane Armstrong from Royal Perth Hospital. How are you, Jane?
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm well. Are you well? Are you like flat out like a lizard drinking?
Yes, very, very well in mental health. Absolutely. We're very busy and obviously still working on the front line. So that's keeping us out of trouble, mostly.
I'm sure there's a small element of troublemaking still going on.
Never.
always. This crisis has impacted the routines of so many of us, which for some of us can be really hard to cope with. What should people do who are struggling with changes to their regular activities?
Oh, look, it's so many people are being so affected in so many different ways. I think one of the biggest things I've seen is the isolation and people just feeling lonely. That's hard. The best way, I think, is still reach out to the people in your life. Yes, you can't be with them physically, but be with them on the phone, FaceTime. It's not as good, but you can still keep up your relationships and still get that contact. I think the other biggest thing to do... Sorry, you go.
No. I was just going to ask you how you're doing it. Like, how are you keeping connected with your friends? Because you're right in the midst of all of this COVID-19 pandemic, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, certainly from a mental health perspective, absolutely. It's just, I phone my friends. I FaceTime my mum as often as possible. She's late 70s, and because I'm still working out there in the community, I don't want to, I guess, put her at any risk. So we're FaceTiming all the time. It is hard. I miss her terribly. I miss being able to give her a cuddle.
Yeah.
But I know that by not seeing her physically, I'm keeping her as safe as possible.
For people that live with, like a bunch of housemates or a load of family members, extra time at home means extra time around people, which can also be tough. The opposite of being isolated. How important is it to manage your alone time when you need it?
Look, I think it's vital. One of the things that I've always been a huge advocate for is me time. I call it me time. And what happens around that is keeping to a routine as much as possible. But you have to build into that alone time. And alone time may look like going for a walk out in nature, breathing the fresh air, getting some sun, listening to the birds. Go and hug a tree if that's what you want to do.
I'm a tree hugger.
Drinkingly. Yeah, I'm a tree hugger. I'm quite an open tree hugger. But make sure you also take your shoes off and walk on the grass.
Yeah, good point.
That's also very, very grounding. Meditate. Get some time to meditate because when we meditate, we're actually not thinking about all the crap that's going on. We're actually just concentrating on the meditate. Switching your brain off is really, really important at this time. I think if you're a Facebook addict, I think it's going to be particularly worse because you see so much rubbish on Facebook.
Yeah.
And my advice would be to limit it to an hour a day, once a day.
Some sort of monitoring of your time and some sort of discipline just to give yourself a bit of a break.
Absolutely. You've got to have a routine.
Yeah.
You must have a routine. We all find security in a routine.
Jane Armstrong, the routine around here is that we have the news at the top of the hour. So while you're busy, you know, saving the world, I've got to play another track here at the Sound Alternative because the music is helping to soothe our troubled minds. And we will talk again on Fitter Happier sometime.
Lovely. You take care.
You too. Jane Armstrong is a clinical nurse specialist at RPH and we love her.